And finally, this evening, we continue the second part in our series looking on the hardships people will be facing during this Christmas season. Tonight, we stay with the issue of homelessness and the work that organizations do to provide hope and support to those without a fixed abode. Patrick Burke is the chief executive of the Simon Communities, a homeless organization that operates centers throughout Ireland. He spoke to Lydia O'Kane about the main reasons why people find themselves homeless and the impact of the recession.
There are common perceptions out there that, you know, and stereotypes like see people perhaps drinking on the streets or sleeping in laneways and that kind of stuff. And often people think it's because of their own particular options in life and that kind of stuff. But our experience is that there are structural reasons why people become homeless. There are reasons why people have been hurt by the state or in the past or have been not supported when they needed support. There are also people who are released from state institutions, be they prison or mental institutions, and they're released into homelessness. So there are structural reasons, and then of course there are personal reasons. People's families break down, their relationships with their spouses break down, perhaps there might be an issue with alcohol or drugs. Mental illness is huge. I mean, the amount of people experiencing homelessness who have mental health issues is up in the 60-70%.
Looking at the impact of the economic crisis, would you say you've had more people contacting you as a result of this? And also, with regards to the budget that Ireland has just had, how does that impact on yourselves?
I think the impact is going to be huge going into the future. When I'm looking at, I was just talking about the structural reasons why people come homeless. Look at, there's a 27% cut in social housing provision for the country envisaged in this budget. That means that there is less and less social homes available for people experiencing homelessness. The health service executive, who have the responsibility of funding services like our own in terms of the care element, there's an 8% cut there. Drugs initiative does an 11% cut there, and in any initiatives that cut with social advantage up to 49% of the cut. So we're going into the future, we're going to see a huge impact in terms of the services that will be available for people experiencing homelessness.